The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case you fell asleep last night, because for some reason they keep these things secretly locked away forever and ever and ever and ever, the Chiefs will play Saturday at 3:30. They should have known they're playing Houston. Houston's now played in 17 consecutive playoff games on a Saturday. That is a fake stat, but it seems logical.
I think they were just kind of waiting to see maybe what the matchups were going to be. Like, I don't know why it does take this long. You're the number one seed. You had the bye. You play Saturday, right? That's just kind of the way it should
Houston
be,
Houston
right?
played Saturday, so give them a full week, right. Like normal. Which, again, Bob, what is it? Today's Tuesday, tomorrow's
Today's
Wednesday.
Wednesday, tomorrow. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then Tuesday is Wednesday, and the whole nine yards, and here we sit. But, yes, today is a Tuesday if you're the Chiefs. And I will say this. I think the Chiefs probably knew they were playing on Saturday because they were doing practice over the weekend.
Can you pull that trick in the household? Like, today's Tuesday? Actually, tomorrow is Tuesday.
No, that'll screw the kids all up, you know. Would not matter.
And yeah, keep them sane. You're going back to school for the first time in a month.
Thank God. Like, seriously, when you think about it, I mean, this is our first full week since before Christmas. I mean, you know, like since the week of December 16th, this is our first full 5-day week. Yeah. Well, at least it's scheduled to be a 5-day week. We'll see how the weather progresses.
Yeah. Where were you a week ago today under 10 inches of snow?
Oh my gosh.
Maybe 12.
And then the great meltdown that took place, and then it got to 7 degrees last night. It was like 50 some degrees, 40 some degrees yesterday. Everything's melting, and then you wake up this morning and it's 7 and there's ice everywhere. So
and
be
isn't
careful.
Isn't it going to be like 45 on Thursday?
It's supposed
and 45
to be.
On Friday, they say.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday are supposed to be in the 40s. Then Saturday, which, you know, I'm very upset. Now I have to miss Jerry Seinfeld and whatnot because of the Chiefs game. But I'd rather have the game on Saturday, Dusty, than Sunday. I mean, you look at the temperature-wise on Sunday, it's like a 20-degree difference from Saturday to Sunday. So from that standpoint, and I'll be honest with you, from a tailgating perspective, Saturday at 3:30 may be the most perfect time to have a football game at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier this year.
It's great. Right. Yeah. It really is. Like 3:30 on a Saturday, knowing that you're the first game, knowing that it's Saturday, knowing you don't have to do anything on Sunday, it's let it all hang out time at Arrowhead. So I think the crowd's going to be wild. I think the crowd's going to be into this thing. Huh. And, you know, I saw somebody this morning that covers the Texans out of Los Angeles, which was odd. And he had a bracket up, and I retweeted it if you guys want to look at it. Well, the path is clear for the Texans to get to the Super Bowl. And I'm like, the path is clear. They do have to come to Arrowhead Stadium where they were, what, just 3 weeks ago and suffered a defeat to the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season when Patrick Mahomes was playing on, you know, a bum ankle. That was the first of 3 games in 11 days or whatever it was for the Chiefs. So you've got the
opportunity. Right? They played Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Right?
Cleveland, Houston, Pittsburgh. So it was that middle game, and the Chiefs went out there. I don't want to say dominated the game, but they won a regular season game, took care of business. So
they were up 27-16 they kicked the field goal, the onside kick to do the whole
right,
thing.
Yeah. So I look at this game and I think to myself, I'm like, okay, this isn't one that you just automatically are going to win and check off. You still got to go out there and play your best football. But it worked out the way it was supposed to work out for Kansas City. We got Houston coming in. We got Saturday at 3:30, and this place is going to be wild because I think people are now starting to understand what's at stake. We've got two more wins to get for the opportunity to play for three in a row. And I know people are going to say the real AFC championship game is taking place between Baltimore and Buffalo. Just wait. We're going to hear that this week. That's the real AFC championship game between Buffalo and Baltimore. And the Chiefs are just going to continue to rack up the disrespect card, and we'll see you in New Orleans. That's just the way it goes.
Hot take alert. Should they just decide who the AFC or the MVP of the league is of whoever wins that game?
I know
the voting's done.
Is it done? I don't know that.
Is it not?
I don't know. Did they vote already?
I'm not a voter in the NFL.
Yeah.
Just in like what I can. What do you know, Matt? Do you know if it's done yet or not?
I don't. I know it's technically a regular season award.
It's supposed to be a regular season award.
Well, if it's not, then this ought to be the defining moment.
Whoever wins gets the MVP.
Why not? Why? If it's that easy. Because they were bringing up a conversation I was watching on Sunday when the Bills were playing. Like, the last time there was a co-MVP was McNair, the late Steve McNair, and Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. Right? That was the last time there was a joint MVP.
Okay. Had no idea.
Yeah, that's like the only time in my lifetime, at least, there's been a literally both guys were the MVP, which, again, whatever that means. But, I mean, you could give it to both. You could say this guy deserves it more than the other guy. Why don't you just decide who wins the game?
Yeah, right? That's fair.
I mean, to me, that's the ultimate tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys are both neck and neck and you have one chance to see who goes to the AFC Championship game and who doesn't, who was more valuable, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
Well, I mean,
decision made.
We're already talking about this game, and it's the last playoff game because it is the one that everybody is going to be looking forward to, obviously. It's the best game by far on the docket.
It's got the most action.
It really does, and it's got the most, I think, cachet, too. I mean, you're talking about Lamar.
7-3.
Yeah, exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a 7-3 final, and, you know, somebody scores the touchdown with no time remaining to, you know, get rid of a 3-0 deficit for the entire game. But no, I'm looking forward to that one more than anything, because I think that's the one that, you know, you just get to sit back and watch and go, okay, I don't care who wins this football game. I hope it's a great football game, and I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a great nightcap for the playoffs on Sunday afternoon. And so we get the opportunity to get our game taken care of early and then watch everybody else and then kind of regroup. And, you know, I guess the people out there who think that the NFL is in love with the Chiefs, meanwhile refs are apologizing to the quarterback for Buffalo, are going to say, man, the Chiefs get that first game, then they get all this extra time to rest for the AFC Championship game, because essentially they're going to have an entire day's worth of rest more than the team that plays on Sunday night.
No doubt. We talked all week last week about how good the AFC West was. The AFC West, two teams that played out of that division lost this weekend. Both quarterbacks did not look good.
Neither of them did.
I think the big takeaway I look from this is that, like, this is the NFL in a nutshell. There are six really good teams. There are about 5 to 6 good teams. And then there's like a little bit of an average, and then there's just bad teams, right? They're like the top 10 teams in the draft are all like the most wins is like 6, mm-hmm. right? And then there's that little grouping of like the 8 and 9s or the 8 and 10s, whatever, 8 and 9 and 9 and 8, whatever they are. And then there's Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions, Vikings,
Ravens,
all those teams. And again, you go to Buffalo, like, these are games that they should have won. Like, Buffalo should have won that game. Houston played at home. I should have put more emphasis into that when I thought about that matchup against L.A. versus Houston. But again, L.A. goes up, what, 6-0 right out of the chute and then just disappeared. It was gone. And, like, you know, I'm getting texts or I'm seeing tweets, and it's just like, here comes the real Justin Herbert. It was not a good looking for Justin Herbert in the playoffs. And, I mean, it makes me think that this division is still good. But it lets me know that there is one superior team, which is the Chiefs, which is unfair to everybody else in the AFC West. Because to me, one team went 15-2 this year. Nobody else did. That was the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the best team in football, let alone the best team in the AFC, best team in the AFC West. It all trickles down. But I mean, I will say this. I said it earlier in the opening. Justin Herbert now has a scarlet letter on his chest. And that is, you, sir, are a good regular season quarterback. But when it matters, which quarterbacks get paid, you don't look that great.
Yeah, you didn't look great. And Bo Nix obviously didn't look great either, save the first drive that they had, you know, for the Denver Broncos. But he's a rookie, right? This is Justin Herbert's now second opportunity in the postseason. If you play your first postseason game, and again, we can't compare anything to Patrick Mahomes because he takes everything to a new level. Mm-hmm. You're playing in your first playoff game in the NFL. You're expected to have some struggles. That's going to be okay. But when you're playing in your second game in the NFL and you're looked at and you're being talked about in that upper echelon echelon of quarterbacks, you just have to play better than what Justin Herbert did. And if we're ranking who had the worst performance, to me, you could easily say Bo Nix. But to me, it's a very simple equation. It's Justin Herbert that had the worst weekend because he had a great regular season. He was fantastic during the regular season. People were loving up Justin Herbert. And he went into that postseason game and laid a total colossal egg and didn't give his team a chance and an opportunity to win. But I still think the AFC West is going to be good in the regular season. I think Denver's just going to get better because now they get rid of all that cap space that they didn't have because of Russell Wilson's contract. So they get that money back that they can go out there and spend. Sean Payton, clearly he's impressed me as a head coach this year and really last year with the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix, you know, came on strong in the regular season as well. So I still, and if Pete Carroll ends up going to, you know, to Las Vegas, my God, I mean, I think the AFC West is on the come. I do. And I think one bad moment in the postseason or one bad game, I should say, in the postseason shouldn't diminish that both of those teams are still going to be around for the regular season. And it's only getting tougher and tougher and tougher for the Chiefs to go out there and win that AFC West.
Yeah, Bo Nix, their opening scripted drive, as Mac alluded in our text line or our text group. Yeah, they had the opening drive script. They threw the bomb over the middle, caught the touchdown. He threw for 82 yards the rest of the game.
The rest of the game. I know I had him on underdog trying to get him over 229 yards.
Well, you hit your one, so that was good.
I mean, yeah, hit one over the weekend.
Nailed that Chargers-Texans one. I mean, almost by the first half.
Yeah.
Got the sack, had the yardage, had the receptions, and had the touchdown.
Yeah.
But again, I think with Bo Nix, he threw for 82 yards after that first drive. He threw for 0 yards in the third quarter.
That's crazy to me.
Zero. In a playoff game.
I know,
you've got to at least complete a pass for a five-yard gain.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. Buffalo's defense isn't like end-of-the-world defense, but I think that's where there's so much difference, and people will say, it was blowout city for a lot of teams. I mean, you look at Bo Nix. He went into Buffalo, and right out of the chute, looked good, and then it was like the playoffs started to come alive, and the Buffalo Bills looked unscathed after that big drive. They went out there, methodically moved the ball down the field, got a field goal, got the ball back, got a touchdown, got a generous defensive, whatever the play was, where they called defensive pass interference or whatever, it was illegal, unsportsmanlike contact with a hit that ended up being a touchdown for Buffalo.
Right.
Regardless, they still got beat by more than 30, almost 30 points.
38-7. Yeah.
31 points.
Yeah.
So, again, that just shows you now Denver and L.A. will go into the offseason and be like, okay, we were good enough to get here, but if we're going to continue to be good enough, we've got to do a little bit more to get further than that. Obviously, L.A. went on the road. Denver went on the road. Both teams lost. Home games and playoff. We go back to the Chiefs. Why the first-round bye is so vital and so important. Now Houston, who comes to Kansas City, who hasn't won here since 2019, October 13th, 2019, they've got to come to Arrowhead, where not only the players are rested, not only the coaches are rested, but the fans are ready to get excited. And you know Arrowhead on a playoff, you'll be there. Yep. It'll be nuts by the time. There'll be John TV. You'll be out there at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. Be like, the line has already started and the smokers are cooking.
Yeah, Ralph, we're not going that early, buddy.
No, you can get there at 11:30 and sleep
in. That's again why the 3:30 game is great. Get up in the morning, have your coffee, make sure you drop your deuce before you roll to a Port-a-John, and you take care of business out in the parking lot and you have some fun, right? You get everything kind of underway. You don't have to get up early. It's just perfect for all of that. But home field does matter. It really does. I mean,
it's
like
huge.
People were talking about, you know, the Chiefs resting their players, right? That seemed like it was so long ago. It's been, you know, 3 weeks now since Christmas, right? That 3 weeks went by just like that. And I don't want to talk about myself in this, but I got hurt running the other day, right? Mm. And I know, like, I haven't run in 3 days. Boy, my leg feels so much better. Fat guy not running for 3 days. And it made such a difference by not doing anything. Can you imagine having 2 full weeks off as an NFL player getting ready to go into the postseason? How great these guys must feel, how younger they must feel, how excited they are right now. Like, this is their time. This is their moment. This is when the Kansas City Chiefs come to play and they're rested and they're ready to go. They've had a bye week. They've been preparing. They've already beaten Houston one time this season. Like, I think we're going to see an unbelievable performance from this team because this is now where they turn it on, Dusty, where everybody says, I ain't beat anybody by a lot. They weren't that good in the regular season. This feels like the postseason where they just go out and smoke show everybody, man.
Overreaction Monday, because it is a Monday as we start here with our overreactions. Bob, your name's on the list first, so feel free to go ahead and campaign for your your guy.
All right, Mike Tomlin, most underappreciated coach ever in the NFL, and he should be the one demanding a trade right now. This is the guy who should say, look, you haven't given me a quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger. You're saddling me with this George Pickens clown who all he does is complain, get his diva wide receiver out of here. I want a trade if I'm Mike Tomlin. That's what I would do. The Chargers should take offers for Justin Herbert right now. In my opinion, he's the Marty of quarterbacks. He can get you to here, but he's not going to be able to get you to here. And if you're starting to rank quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert and Bo Nix because he's able to get the job done in the postseason. So that's kind of my overreactions from the playoffs over this weekend.
Mike Tomlin, yeah, we got to talk about that more. Lamar Jackson needs to do it against a good team. Everyone's praising him. Pittsburgh team was bad, man. They were bad for the last month of the season. I should have picked the Ravens spread. I thought I went with past precedent in that rivalry. I should have gone with what those two teams are playing like right now.
Remember this for next year when we look at the first round playoff games and think they're going to be close. They really haven't been close.
They haven't. And again, past precedent didn't matter in that rivalry. The Ravens are much better talent-wise, coach. I mean, just everything. It was varsity versus JV. And I'd rather watch bad NFL playoff games than a good college playoff game any day.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's an overreaction.
Thank you.
I'd rather watch Buffalo. I'd rather watch a playoff game in the NFL than I'd rather watch the national title game in college football. That's just a fact.
It depends on what the game's going to be like. If it's a 41-17 game on either side, I have no interest. Give me a close game on either side, I'm in. You got to give me that hook right there. And you had mentioned on Saturday night you didn't watch that game. What was the hook? What was the hook to watch that game, right?
Sucked.
You've got to grab people with these games. If they're going to be blowouts, then yeah, you're right. People are going to walk away from
them. It was 14-0, and Derrick Henry had 82 yard rushing on like 7 carries. The game was over.
It was done. Yeah.
Once you give Baltimore that cushion and they can just run the ball out. I mean, Lamar only threw for what, like 170 yards, ran for like 65 or whatever it was, and that was it. Mm-hmm. My overreaction is I think we forget how good the real good teams are. I talked about that earlier. I think we forget that when we get into the playoffs. Everybody says, oh, these were terrible. These were blowouts. Like you said, Bob, this happens before. This is the way it is. The NFL is the product. It is the place to be when it comes to sports entertainment right now in the world.
Yep.
And we forget Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, two MVP quarterbacks. Josh Allen was fantastic in his game.
He was great.
And the Bills were better than the Broncos. The Bills are probably, the third, maybe the second best team in the NFL. If you want to put the Lions up there with the Chiefs, you can. Mm-hmm. If you want to put the Ravens above them, you can. But again, your top four teams in the NFL, two of them had byes. The other two dominated their performances because they're that much better, because that's the way the NFL is. My other one is this. Sometimes love can go stale. And I don't mean Jordan Love, because he was stale. I mean Pittsburgh. If I'm Tomlin and I'm the ownership, it's just time to part ways. And somebody who covers Pittsburgh sports, Andrew Filippone, said the Steelers' last 5 playoff games, this is his credit, not mine, the last 5 playoff games, the Steelers have found themselves down 21-0, 28-0, 35-7, 28-0, 21-0. It's a small sample, and it dates back to 2017, but something's got to give there, is Filippone's take. Look, I think Tomlin's a good dude. I just think his time has ran out in Pittsburgh. I compared it to Marty Schottenheimer in Kansas City. Yeah, 14-2, 13-3, 12-4. Those are all great. But if we go out here and we knock these quarterbacks about how you got to be good in the playoffs, sometimes if you're that great of a coach and you can take that team to the next level, the regular season doesn't matter. The playoffs matter. And Mike Tomlin is now 8-11 in the playoffs. And again, they have had massive trails in games dating back to 2017. And I just think it's gone stale. I think you just have to have a divorce. Like, the love is not there. You're sleeping in different beds on different levels of the couch. You have different views in life at this point. It's time to just move on. I know Pittsburgh's going to bring him back because it's hard to find good head coaches.
It is, yeah.
But again, like, what do they have to show for it? I still firmly believe that Tomlin won a title with a little bit of the leftovers of Bill Cowher.
Those rosters are made by the general managers, you know? Like, it wasn't like Bill Cowher went out there and procured all of this talent. Mike Tomlin took over a team that was made by the general manager. And this general manager that's in place now, I don't even know who the GM was at the time when Cowher was in Pittsburgh. But this GM at the time right now, they're not giving this guy a quarterback to work with. And I don't disagree with you that a divorce probably does need to happen. Like, I don't love you anymore. You don't love me.
What
like,
are we doing?
This is a convenience for the kids type of thing.
The kids are old now. You can
right,
split.
Exactly. Yeah. But if I'm Mike Tomlin, though, I'm asking for that trade. I'm the one that's saying, hey, man, I'm ready to go. I'm going to take this off your plate. Trade me to, if you're Mike Tomlin, where do you want to go?
Wherever you want.
The Bears.
Wouldn't mind
the Raiders.
That. Wouldn't mind that.
Jacksonville's open. Dallas, potentially. I mean, this Dallas thing, Dallas is going to dominate the storylines this week. Just so you know, just get ready for Dallas to dominate the storylines this week. They're never good enough to play during this week of the season, so they'll dominate it with something that happens off the field, whether it's re-signing Mike McCarthy, trading for Mike Tomlin, hiring Deion Sanders, whatever the case may be. But if I'm Mike Tomlin, I would say, look, man, I'm ready to go as well. And that's what you have to decide if you're Pittsburgh right now. Are you ready to part ways with Mike Tomlin? Has it grown stale? And if it has, do you have another number 10 or a number 9 behind that door that you can replace Mike Tomlin with? Because Pittsburgh has had three coaches in our lifetimes, and they've all been Super Bowl winning head coaches.
This, according to Twitter or X, whatever you call it, since Mike Tomlin's last playoff win, Doug Peterson was fired. Doug Peterson's won a Super Bowl. Doug Peterson was fired. Doug Peterson was hired. Doug Peterson won a playoff game, and Doug Peterson was fired.
That's pretty funny when you put it like that, right?